This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is working to clarify what the U.S. does and does not do with its prisoners. In Europe today, she said United Nations rules against torture apply to Americans even if they're outside the U.S.
Those obligations extend to U.S. personnel wherever they are, whether they are in the United States or outside of the United States.
Secretary Rice spoke amid allegations about secret U.S. prisons and the grabbing of suspects abroad. In a moment, we'll talk to an international law expert about these controversies. First, we turn to NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman for more on Secretary Rice's comments today about treatment of prisoners. And Michelle, do Secretary Rice's comments signal a shift in U.S. policy?
Well, to a certain extent, but you have to really remember the context of these comments. I mean, there's been this huge outcry in Europe about these allegations of secret CIA prisons, plenty of investigations in various countries. And just yesterday, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a case in a U.S. court on behalf of a German citizen who said he was an innocent victim of this practice known as rendition. He says he was picked up in Macedonia, beaten, drugged, and taken to a prison in Afghanistan, all for what appears to have been a mistake. So now Rice hasn't been commenting on these specific cases. In fact, human rights groups say, you know, she hasn't responded to the allegations that the U.S. has held suspects in secret and incommunicado. Instead, she's been issuing this defense in much broader terms.
How are Rice's comments today different from what the administration has said in the past? Is this an off-the-cuff remark, or is she speaking for the administration?
She's certainly speaking for the administration. She was quite prepared for these questions. There was a lot of work ahead of time of how she was going to word her response, because the European Union has been demanding a very specific response. Up to now, we've heard officials in the administration say that the U.S. does not condone torture. Now, a lot of human rights groups argue that the Bush administration has a high bar for torture. This week, we've been hearing Rice, and today included, speak about how U.S. personnel are banned from using cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment. There's another nuance here. She didn't say specifically that the U.S. is banned from using this treatment against non-citizens abroad. Human rights groups are looking for that sort of concrete language. But it is moving in this direction of including the cruel, inhumane, degrading treatment as off-limits. And that's moving the administration a little closer to legislation moving through Congress.
Well, who exactly, or, you know, what entities does this apply to? The CIA, for instance?
Well, this is what's under discussion in the John McCain's bill that's going through Congress. He's trying to outlaw cruel, inhumane, degrading treatment under domestic U.S. law. It's the U.N. Convention on Torture already bans this. He's trying to put it in U.S. law. The administration, particularly Vice President Cheney, has lobbied against this when it comes to the CIA. He's argued that that barring the CIA from using this kind of treatment might hurt the war on terrorism. But we have seen the administration soften its position in recent days on this, including today. And National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley has said he's in final negotiations over the language in this bill. So we'll have to see. Rice's comments today certainly signaled a move closer to the McCain language, but she didn't say that specifically.
So what you're saying then is she's moving closer. Does that mean the administration is moving closer to what Senator McCain and others are calling for? That is a ban on cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment on prisoners.
It seems to be the case. We'll have to see whether or not the president actually signs this legislation and how it gets through the conference. But we are hearing that kind of language come out of the administration now.
Michelle, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman.